The Packers blew an 18-point lead and fell to the Bears in Saturday's wildcard playoffs 31-27. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Another quick playoff ouster and a fifth straight loss to end the season. 2 days later, the number one topic is the future of Coach Matt LaFleur. He just completed his seventh season in Green Bay, and at 76-41 during that period, he said he wants to keep coaching the Packers.
I mean, this is one of one. I love this place. I love the people. As much as you guys drive me nuts sometimes, I love you guys. I love our players, the locker room, everybody in our organization. I mean, this is a unique place. The community has been outstanding. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest, and it's got the same type of vibe that I grew up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
LaFleur said he planned to meet with Packers President Ed Powelsy either last night or early today, as the Packers must decide whether to extend LaFleur's deal or go a different direction. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has at least five interviews on tap in the next few days as he entertains head coaching opportunities. Matt LaFleur expecting to have to find another coordinator to replace him.
I think Hafley's going to do a great job on the interview, and I fully anticipate him getting one of these, and I would be so happy for him because he deserves it. He's a great friend. He's a great man. He's a great coach. I'd hate to see him leave for us, but at the same time, that's what this business is all about, and he's earned those ops.
Wild card round of the playoffs wraps up tonight. Houston Texans facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Yesterday, New England advanced, beating the Chargers 16-3. 49ers upset the Eagles 23-19. And the Bills went to Jacksonville and knocked off the Jags 27-24. Bucks fell to the Nuggets 108-104 yesterday. Giannis with 31 points and 11 assists. College basketball, Green Bay won its fourth straight 80-78 over Northern Kentucky. Milwaukee ended a four-game slide, knocked off IU Indianapolis 95-83. Women's action, the Badgers crushed by number 9 Michigan 86-60. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.